Simon Reish Beis of Zion through Yudalad. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. These halachas are really very nigel on a daily basis, and certainly matim for Erev Purim when we get all types of shleichei monis. You have to know what bracha to make on them. Smashed all types of kind bars and not so kind bars, and all types of things that shaz like this. This actually happened. I got a call last night. Too bad. The fantasy questions are much better. But I got a question last night. Chaim Weingarten called. Names have been traded to protect privacy. He wants to know. His wife just made a soup. Soup has vegetables inside and rice inside. And she blended the entire soup. Mrs. Weingarten blended the entire soup. The question is, what bracha do we make on it? What bracha do we make on this soup now? That soup has hadam inside, and has shakal inside, and has mezainis inside. Everything is cooked, and now it's blended. What bracha do you make on such a soup? So, just to get the klolim straight, and then we'll be able to... should be shakal, lachur, should be shakal. The question is, by mezainis, do we say that also? Then we get mushed up. Why not? Lachur, it's not nikkur anymore. Lachur, the pasha says the bracha is shakal. Why would that be? So, we saw like this. It's a little bit of a... it's not so simple. Why is that? Because we have steers in the halachis. It's not echad. Sometimes when you grind something up, it retains its bracha. And sometimes when you grind something up, it loses its bracha. Spices retain their bracha even though when you grind them up. If you eat them together with sugar, you still make ha'etz or adam on it. However, other things, like say an apple, you make it into applesauce, it loses its bracha. Now, certain things, when you mash it up, it retains its bracha. Certain things, when you mash it up, it loses its bracha. You see, when you get to mashed potatoes, you mash them up, it retains its bracha. However, other things, when you mash up an apple and you blend it, it loses its bracha. Juice, sometimes when you squeeze a grape, it gets a bracha brei priya, or squeeze the olive, it gets a bracha brei priya eitz, if it's eaten the proper way, as opposed to if you squeeze an orange, it turns into shakal. So when do we say that if something is ground up or something is smushed, what are the klalim? And these, if you can remember these klalim, you'll be set for a lot of questions. What are the klalim? Klalim as follows. The halacha is that anything that when you smash it and you blend it, it retains it's still nicker what it is. For example, like dates or potatoes, when you smash it up, still a dough afterwards. When you take dates and you mash them, it doesn't turn into applesauce. When you take an apple and you put it into a blender, you can't tell at all what it is. As opposed to dates or mashed potatoes, then you can still, it's a dough, it's a thick dough, and you can still see the texture of what it is. It's still considered as if it's nicker what the pre is. Because you can see it's just a potato which was smashed. It's clear. As opposed to, 1 second, strawberries or apples or things like that, it's only because it's red. It's only because it's red or because there's dots or seeds, but not because it's actually nicker. It's only something from the outside, be'etzem, which allows you to know. It's not that be'etzem the mixture is nicker. It happens to be that it's red, and the only thing that's red is strawberries like that, or a kiwi, it has the black little seeds. But it's not be'etzem nicker, therefore it's going to lose its bracha. However, if it's, therefore applesauce is a shahakol. Blended up smoothies are shahakol, even if it's red, b'chulu. As opposed to mashed potatoes or mashed or machit, they sell it in the stores. Machit tamarim. If it's like real tamarim, then it's a eight, and it's a eight. Now, that's with regard to that. However, let's say with regard to grinding up, we just said if you grind it up, it's not nicker. Lachet loses its bracha. If that's the case, if you take spices and you grind it up, and it turns into a spice like a powder, certainly it shouldn't have its bracha. You take a peppercorn and you grind it up and you turn it into black pepper, it's not nicker at all what it is, it loses bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The bracha, this is the klal. Remember this and remember this for the rest of your life. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. The klal is that the food, the bracha of a food is kefi, the way it's intended to be eaten. That's the answer. Ad kan. And therefore, if the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it to be eaten, you can't eat peppercorn. The only way you could eat it is if you grind it up. Then you can have the powder, you can have a little bit. Then it's palatable. Mamela, when you grind it up, that's when it gets its bracha. The same thing applies for a fruit, which the derech is that it's supposed to be eaten when it's cooked. When it's raw, it's shahakol. When it's cooked, it's a'etz. The way that it's supposed to be eaten, that's when it gets its bracha. If the derech is to eat it also raw and also cooked, carrots, apples, things like that, then it has the bracha of eitz, also raw and also cooked. However, if the derech is to, we're going to see this also, if the derech is to cook it and drink the water, then in chanami, the water is also going to get that bracha. Coffee, be'etzim, tea, be'etzim should be ha'adama. When drinks, we make a shakel. But be'etzim, that's the yisrael. Anytime, chocolate, these type of things. We have to know why chocolate, not maybe there's other ingredients inside, and that's why not. But be'etzim, the derech of how it's supposed to be, even though it's not nikkur anymore. But that is the priest. The bracha of eitz wasn't on a full peppercorn, and now I ground it up. Only after I ground it up, that's when it gets its bracha. So it never lost its bracha. It only got its bracha afterwards. Memela. In the case where you have cooked vegetables in a soup, there we saw that there's a when you squeeze a fruit. So now it lost its except for grapes and olives, which are intended. The ikur is for what comes out of them. The standard fruit is not intended for what comes out of it. It's only considered zeya ba'alma. That's not the normal way of eating it. Therefore, it's only shakel. Chazon Ish is mitzadeh that if it's the derech to squeeze it, then maybe not. The Ma'aseh Minhag Adam is certainly not that way. Minhag Adam is always make a shakel. Therefore, if you have, in our case, where you have vegetables that you cook together, the lach is if you have vegetables cooked in water, that's meish lakreis, which is brought down over here, that's a hadama. Even the water is going to be hadama. That really we'll see a little bit later on. When it comes to fruit that you cook in water, that's the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rush. The Rashba says it's not the derech to cook the fruit, therefore the water is going to be shahakol. And the Rush says no, it could be that if you cook the fruit it gets flavor, it'll be a ace. The ma'is of the bracha is, we make a shahakol misafik. So if you cook fruit and the fruit are still there, the fruit weren't mashed up, then in a chanam you make a shahakol even on just the liquid, if you're just drinking out the liquid. You make a shahakol on the liquid. Once you blend it, whether it's fruit or vegetables, then it's not nikkur anymore, it's a shakel. If you have rice that you put inside and you blend it, it's also going to be shakel. Because the ikkur way to eat the rice is not blended. So therefore, we always go basar, the ikkur way of how the food is eaten. If you have something which is mashed and it still retains its texture as beforehand, then you weren't mafkiyat from the way it was beforehand. You still see the fruit here. The main is going to retain its bracha. But where it's not nikkur anymore, then it depends on whether or not that's the ikkur way of eating it or not. If it is the ikkur way of eating it only after it's blended, that's when it gets its bracha. If it's not the ikkur way, then it's lost its bracha. Meila, Chaim Weingarten's soup that he had from Alav Malka last night, in a chanami will be a shahakol, because everything, all the vegetables and all the rice, the derech is to eat them not blended. Once you blend it all up, it all turns into a shahakol.